And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Anybody know he's Lord today? I say, anybody know that he's Lord today? We worship. We worship. We worship your name. Anybody came to worship him today? Anybody came to worship him today? Praise in you, why don't you let it out you right now? I said, it's a praise in you, why don't you let it out right now? What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels kneel down before him. And when you know who the Lord is and what God has done for you, nobody got to prime you up. Nobody got to pump you up to tell you to say amen. When I just think about the goodness of Almighty Lord and all that he has done for me, I can't help but to praise his name. And I just thank God for this beautiful house. Thank God for this time where he allowed us to come and share together. A scripture reading will come from Matthew, the 14th chapter. Three verses in your hearing. And I would ask, I thank God for the pulpit search committee once again for allowing me to come and share with the New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church. Thank you, Pulpit Search Committee. Thank you, New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church. They asked me today as I come in to take care of the pulpit, and as I read these couple of verses in our hearing, I'm going to lead us in a pastoral prayer. And after that, I'm going to ask that our choir give us a sermonic hymn, Amazing Grace. It's something about those hymns that's the life of the church. Something about those hymns that give us strength and power. Matthew, the 14th chapter, beginning with verse number 25 and ending with verse number 33. Those that have your Bibles, don't have access to a Bible, Matthew, the 14th chapter, beginning with that 25th verse, and ending with the 33rd verse. And it reads on this wise. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, "O thou a little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Let us all read verse 33 together. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." The Lord bless the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Let us talk to our Heavenly Father. Eternal God, our Father, we do love and praise you. We thank you for this beautiful Lord's day. This is the day that you have made, Father, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for giving us another opportunity to come to your house and worship and praise and uplift your holy name. Jesus said in your holy writ that my Father's house shall be called the house of prayer. And as we come now, Lord, and we're in your house, we're praying, Lord, asking that your peace, your presence, and your power continue to be felt in this house. We thank you for watching over us all week long. You brought us through this, Lord, and you brought us through that. So much could have happened and so much probably should have happened. But by your grace and your mercy, Lord, you kept us and allowed us to make it to your house once again. And as the son that said, "Lord, I was glad when they said unto us, let us go into the house of the Lord." Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins we've committed this day. Sins we've committed by thought as well as in deed. Now, Lord, as we gather here, I ask that your continued presence and power be felt in this house. I ask that in the name of Jesus, that you move down the aisle and the pews, Lord, that you touch the heart of every man, woman, boy, child, and girl that's present in this house, that we receive the blessing that you have for us. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, as we're now about to open up your word and hear your gospel preached unto us, I ask in the name of Jesus that you send the preacher, Lord, and that you anoint me afresh with your Holy Spirit to preach your word unto your people. And I pray as your word go forth, Lord, you are not allowed to fall on their soul. If there's any soul in this house, any soul on the sound of my voice, that do not know you as Lord and Savior, I ask that you bless them to come running, confessing with their mouth, believing in their heart that you have raised Jesus from the dead, that they may be eternally saved from their sin. And Father, for those of us that do know you, we need some encouragement today. For those of us that do know you, Lord, we need some enlightenment today. For those of us that do know you, we're going through something, Lord. But you said in your word, even though we go through, that you promise to never leave us nor forsake us. Somebody is hurting right now, Lord. And you said by your stripes we heal. Somebody in this house right now, Lord, been shedding tears. Tears been falling out. But you said weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Move in this house right now, Lord. We want to have church, Lord. And we want to have church in your name. It's something about the name of Jesus that sounds sweet in a believer's ear. It's something about the name of Jesus that will give dead hopes, make them come alive. It's something about the name of Jesus, Lord, that will give strength to a weak body. Move in this house right now and show yourself in a mighty way. It's in Jesus' name we ask and thank you. The name that is above every name. The name that one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. It's in his name we pray and thank you and give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. Amen. Shall we all stand? As the Father lead us in our sermonic teaching, the hymn of the church.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Been good to you. You hadn't read your Bible like you ought to read it. But having God still been good to you. You hadn't been as kind as you ought to be, but somebody in this house knows that God has been good to you. Anybody know He's been good to you? Anybody know that God is good right now? Somebody ought to have to tell us thank you. I don't know about it, but I just want to tell us thank you. When I think about how good God's been to you. When I think about how He took a nobody and made him out of somebody. When He took me from nowhere and brought me to somewhere. I can't help but to tell Him thank you. And I thank God for the grace of God. Anybody know you made it because of His grace? Anybody know that you're here because of His grace today? Somebody know it's nothing but the grace of Almighty God. Yeah. Just give God a hand clap of praise. What a joy it is once again to be back. Once again, I thank God for
New Bethlehem Baptist Church, Full Pick Search Committee, and all you New Bethlehem, thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank God for this opportunity. I do want to thank God for my family. Delighted to have my wife with us again. Thank God for her. Amen. The most beautiful woman in the house. I thank God for Sister McDowell. Stand up so they can see you, baby. Stand up, sit up. Let them see you. Amen. Let them see God for Sister McDowell. Glad to have my sister-in-law back with us, Tori. Glad to see her with us. She stays here in Birmingham. Thank God for Tori being with us. Amen. My daughter, she's working, and she's in Tuskegee working at homecoming. You know, she's an event planner. So she, I told her, just don't try to rush it. So she's there. She's in a prayer. Glad to have my son with her, Jacob. Stand up, Jacob, so they can see you. That's my boy right there. Amen. My nephew, James, stand up so they can see you, James. And they're more like brothers than they are nephews. Just a couple months apart and raising them as brothers, and they are a joy to deal with. I tell you, they got to have a lot of energy. Yeah, they keep you going and keep you young. We just thank God for them. Thank God for all these preachers that's with us. Gilchrist, thank God for him for taking care of me this morning. Make sure everything was fine with us and all the preachers. New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church. Let us praise God for Reverend Dr. William H. Walker. I said, let us praise God for Dr. William H. Walker. I said, let us praise God for Reverend Dr. William H. Walker. Amen. Let us praise God. I thank God for Dr. William H. Walker, his lovely wife. So praise God for Sister Walker as well. Thank God for Sister Walker. Amen. Praise God for her. Thank God for Dr. Walker. We're at New Bethlehem, we're where we're at now because of Dr. William H. Walker. Because of what God has done through this great man of God. I said because of what God has done through this great man of God. And I just thank God for him. Thank God for him being with us this morning. He told me he was going to rest because he had the evening program, but he came to share with us, and I just thank God for him. He's a friend, he's a brother, he's a mentor of mine. And I just thank God for him, the wisdom that he has imparted to me, and the way he's been a blessing in my life. And I just love him to death, and I thank God for him, his family. I just thank God for Dr. Walker. For a few moments, not going to hold you too much longer. I do want to recognize our veterans. Thank God for our veterans. Let's pray God once again for our veterans. Thank God for them. Matthew, the 14th chapter, a few more verses are you hearing that I'm going to read, and we're going to look at this. 14th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Keep your Bibles open. I'm a Bible preacher. And so please keep your Bible open. Follow me in the Word. Again, reading. I'm going to read a couple of verses, a couple more verses you're hearing. Beginning with verse number 25, and I'm going to read down to verse number 29a. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him, saw Jesus walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. And straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, and be not afraid." And Peter answered and said to him, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come on thee on the water." And Jesus said, and he said, "Come." I want to talk from this subject entitled, Walking on Your Faith. Walking on Your Faith. Faith is starting out not knowing how it's going to come out. Faith is trusting God in spite of. Faith is acting according to the Word of God. Faith is what we have in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship with God by faith through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. A religion is a cultural, it's a way of doing something. Yeah. You can have a religion in your life, the things that you do every morning. You can wake up every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, make you a cup of coffee, get your newspaper, and watch the news. That could be your religious thing that you do every day. Yeah, but when it comes to God, when it comes to Him, we do not have a religion. We have a relationship with Him. Yeah, because what messed us up with God was a three-letter word called sin. And there's no use you looking at nobody else, because when you spell sin, I is in the middle. Yeah, all of us have. Yeah, all of us have made mistakes and done wrong in life. The Bible says it like this, and if anybody argue with the Bible, something wrong with them, that's the devil. The Bible said all have sinned. It didn't say y'all, it said all have sinned. It comes short of the glory of God. All of us made some mistakes in our life. All of us have done wrong in our life and fell somewhere short in life. Yeah, we didn't always come to church on Sunday morning. Yeah, I know I wasn't always here on Sunday morning. Yeah, but because of God has been so good to us, and because God has forgiven us, and because I have faith in Him, and we have faith in Him, we're here on Sunday morning. Yeah, because of our faith and our relationship that we have with God through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And I said today, when you look at this right here, the title of this message, we have to walk on our faith. Yeah, and when it's different type of walks when it comes to faith. Yeah, you have to grow and develop to come to walk on your faith. When you walk by faith, that means you're going through life. You're not knowing what's going to happen. But because you're walking by faith, you know everything's going to be all right. Yeah, that's why the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't walk by what we see, we walk by who we know. And I don't know about you, but I know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Anybody knows how I know that He's able? I said that we walk by faith and not by sight. If you walk by what you see, it'll mess you up. Yeah, because what I see don't look too good. What I see in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue don't look too good. But I'm not walking by what I'm seeing. I'm walking by who I know. Yeah. If you walk by what you see, it don't look like you're going to make no bills sometimes. If you're walking by what you see. If you're walking by what you see, when the doctor come in and give you a bad report, it don't look too good. But we don't walk by what we see. We walk by who we know. And somebody in the house know that God is a made way for. That's why the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. But then not only do we walk by faith, but we walk in faith. And when we walk in faith, that lets us know that whatever you're going through, that God going to bring you out of it. When you're walking in faith, somebody in the house right now may not be feeling good, but you're walking in faith right now. Because you know that problem, that situation that you're dealing with, God going to give you the strength to make you through. I said today, I'm walking in faith right now. Yeah, I'm walking in faith because even though I may not be still in my best, I know the Lord said that His, by His stripes that we are healed. I'm walking in faith even though my enemies are trying to destroy me. I'm walking in faith knowing that God will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You got to walk in your faith. Yeah, you got to walk in your faith. Meaning that even though you're going through something, you're realizing that God going to see you through it. You walk in your faith. That's what David said. That I'm walking in faith. Yeah, you got to walk in your faith. Not lying on what you're going through to get you down. Can I say today, whatever you're going through, it's not bigger than your God. Yeah, I'm in seminary now. I'm working on my Master of Divinity, and I'm taking introduction to pastoral counselor. And Dr. Larry Dozier, our professor, he's teaching us, and what he was saying is that when you counsel somebody, your main objective as a Christian counselor is to let that person know that God is bigger than whatever problem they're dealing with. And can I say today, when you're walking in your faith, you ought to know that God is bigger than whatever you're going through in life. And your problem can't be in the heart of a dead Jesus. 3 days, 3 nights in the heart of the earth. God raised Him up from the grave. Don't you know God going to bring you through what you're going through? And when you're walking in your faith, it's not the first time you had to go through something in life. It's not the first time you had to have a financial problem. It's not the first time folks been lying on. It's not the first time God done brought you out. God will bring you through. Somebody know how I know he'll bring you through. The same God that did it last week, somebody know he'll do it this week. The same God that did it last month, somebody know he'll do it this month. That's why I'm not worried about what I'm going through, because God promised to see me through. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And when you're walking on your faith, yeah, you walking on top of whatever's trying to get you down. When you're walking on your faith, you walking on and knowing that God is holding you up. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for God with me. And what David was saying, even though I'm going through, I know God gonna see me through this situation. And can I say that? When you look at the Bible, when those that served in the Bible, they had faith in God. Yeah, Abraham walked by his faith. The Bible says he was in the land of Mesopotamia. And the Bible said, he heard the voice of God say, come you out from among them. The Bible says Abraham got up and left the land of Mesopotamia. And when you look at it in Hebrews 11 chapter, the Bible says he wandered through on the city, looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. He walked by his faith. But Abraham had a point. Not only did he walk by his faith, but it was a point when Abraham life when he had to walk in faith. Yeah, you recall when Abraham got in trouble, when he went down to Abimelech and God brought him through, he walked in his faith. And I said today, every now and then, you have to walk in your faith. You recall when Lot got in trouble and the Lord sent the angel and Abraham went down and delivered Lot out of Sodom. You have to walk in your faith. Abraham walked in his faith, but then Abraham learned how to walk on his faith. Yeah, he learned how to realize when Sarah was barren. Yeah, and he came to her when he was 90 years old, and she was 90, and Sarah 100. He told her that you won't have a child. He walked on his faith. And when he got ready to offer up his only begotten son, Isaac, he had to walk on his faith. And I said, every now and then, you got to walk on your faith. Yeah, you can't let what you're going through get you down. You can't let what you're dealing with get you down. You got to learn how to walk on your faith. Yeah, when I look at the three Hebrew boys, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, we know them better by their Babylonian names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they was in the fire fitting, they were walking on their faith. And I said today, every now and then, you got to have a if not faith. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, they said, if God do not deliver us from you, we still going to be victorious. And somebody in the house know that even though God may not bring you through, you need to know that you still are a victor, I tell you. I said today, Daniel, he walked on his faith. Can you imagine Daniel in the lion's den? Yeah, hungry lions surrounded. But Daniel walked on his faith. And God, because his faith was so strong in God, God used those lions to be a pillar for Daniel. God used those lions to be a cover for him. And I said today, when you walking on your faith, what your enemy tried to use to destroy you, God will use that to bless you. Somebody in the house know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I said today, he got to walk on his faith. And when we look here in our text today, yeah, we see Jesus teaching his disciples, Peter, and how to walk on his faith. When you look here in our text today, you see that Jesus was dealing with Herod. Herod had captured John the Baptist because John the Baptist stood up for right. And can I say that? Whenever you stand up for right, people are going to come up against you. Whenever you stand up for right, people are going to fight against you. I said today, that's why we ought to just stay with the Lord. Because God will fight your battle. Somebody in the house know that God will. Won't he fight your battle? Yeah, I know some folks, they say that you Christians are so narrow-minded. Yeah, that used to bother me, but it don't bother me no more. Because when I check the record, Jesus did say, narrow is the way that leads to life. Broad and wide is the way that leads to destruction. That's all right if I'm narrow-minded, because I'm trusting in Almighty God. Anybody in this house trusting in God? Yeah, and so when you look at this thing right here, John the Baptist has said to him, yeah, he said to him that he told him it wasn't lawful for him to have his brother Philip's wife. Philip had died. Herod had took the wine. And under the law, under the Mosaic law, if he had not had any children, he was in order. But because he had a child, he was out of order. And so Herod got upset with John the Baptist. You know, folks would get upset with you. Yeah, when you tell them what thus says the Lord. Folks will get upset with you. Yeah, when you trust in God. But don't you worry about folks. The same God that took care of Herod. Somebody in the house know that God will What did he take care of? Your enemy.
Yeah. When Herod got upset, he wanted to kill John. But he feared the people because they knew that John was a prophet.
I say today, when you are a child of God, the devil will try to do all he can to destroy you. But God will have a hedge around about you.
Come here, Job.
Yeah, the Bible said there came a day when the sons of God presented themselves. And the Bible says Satan came also. And God asked Satan the question. He said, from whence cometh thou?
Satan said, I'm coming from walking to and fro in all the earth. That's all he said right there.
But it was Peter that uncovered his hand in 1 Peter the 5th chapter. He said, your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour.
But when Jesus asked him, God asked him, he said, have you considered my servant Job?
He said, yeah, Lord, I got my eyes on him.
But you got a hedge around him.
I can't get to him.
The reason why Satan can't get to you, because God got a hedge around you.
The reason why Satan can't destroy you right now, because God got a hedge around you.
Anybody in this house know he got a hedge around him?
Anybody know that God is protecting you?
Yeah.
And then the Lord said to him, he said, well, yeah, I'm going to allow you to touch him.
Don't you know the devil can't do nothing unless God allow him to do.
The Lord allowed Satan to go at Job.
The Bible said in one day, and I said today, you got to be careful about this thing.
Yeah, you can have it today, and it can be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't worship material things.
Yeah, I worship the one that gives the material thing.
Yeah, don't you worship that car?
Yeah, because you can lose that car today.
Don't you worship that house?
You can lose that house today.
Don't you worship that money?
You can lose today.
But when you worship God, somebody out there, God will want to supply all of your needs.
Somebody in the house know that when you worship God, will God supply everything you need?
Well, when you look at this thing, he lost everything.
He lost his children.
He lost his cash.
He lost his company.
He even lost his companion, which was his friend.
And it came again in that second chapter
when the Bible said that the Lord presented himself.
And the son of the God came again.
He asked Satan again, whence cometh thou?
He said, walking to and fro in all the earth.
The Lord said, have you considered my servant Job again?
Job was holding on to his thing.
I feel my help running out. But I want to tell somebody, whatever you're going through, hold on to your faith.
The Lord said, you moved me
to go against my servant Job.
Job was a good man.
He was obscure and Job was upright.
Job prayed 3 times a day.
And then Satan said that to the Lord, skin for skin.
What a man won't give for his body.
The Lord told him, go ahead on and touch it.
But don't you touch his soul.
The Bible said, Job's body got soul with sore.
Boils had filled his body.
Job had got so low that he laid around the ashes and began to scrape the sore.
But Job still has faith in God.
The Bible said his 3 friends, Bildad and Zophar, they came to him and they began to tell him, Job, you've been doing something wrong out there.
Because if you hadn't been doing anything wrong, God would have done this to you.
Don't you know you don't have to do anything wrong for the enemy to try to destroy you?
Don't you know you don't have to do anything wrong for the enemy to come up against you?
Well, Job said, I hadn't done anything wrong.
It had got so bad that even Miss Job didn't recognize
Job.
And she said to Job, why don't you go ahead on and curse God and die?
Job said to her, you sound like a foolish woman.
He said, shall we receive good from God and then things are not going so good and curse him?
He said to him, God give it and the Lord take it away.
He said, blessed be the name of the Lord.
What Job said that I'm just going to praise God in spite of all that I'm going through because I got faith in God.
And I mind wondered, I said, well, why did Miss Job won't Job to cross God? Why didn't Job get to that point? My mind wondered and I thought about something. Job had a good insurance policy. And she realized we done lost everything. We don't have no money. We don't have no children. But if he go ahead on and die, I can cash that insurance policy in. You gotta watch some folks. They just looking for you to die. You gotta watch some folks. They looking for you to fail. But somebody needs to know the God that we serve wanted make a way out of no way. Well, look what happened right here. The Bible says that Herod had a birthday one day. And the Bible says Herodias, daughter, danced before Herod. She danced so good that Herod said, I give you whatever you want, up to the half of the kingdom. And what had happened, she went to her mother. Her mother said, tell him, you want John the head, Baptist head on a charge. He did that. But Herod had to have him beheaded. He cut John the Baptist's head off, brought it to him on a charge. John's disciples went and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. But Jesus did something. He went off to himself, and the multitudes came to him, and Jesus began to teach them. He fed 5,000 men that day, not counting women and children. When you got faith in God, somebody know that God will, won't he work miracles for you? Somebody know when you got faith in God, he will work miracles in your life. Well, but look what happened after that. Look what happened. Look at the instruction. If you're going to walk on your faith, you got to follow instruction. The Bible says, and straightway in verse 22, Jesus constrained his disciples to get in the ship and go before him to the other side. While he sent the multitudes away, he instructed his disciples that if you're going to follow me, you got to get in the ship. And I want to tell somebody, you got to get in the ship. If you're going to follow the Lord, you got to get in the ship. Well, Brother Pastor, what is the ship? The ship is the church. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I'm in the church. I'm glad that I'm in God's house. Anybody know that you're in the church? Because when you're in the church, you're in Jesus. And the devil that's on his way to hell, he can't stop you from being unblessed. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well, he said to them, go on before me to the other side. And when he had sent the multitudes away, Jesus went alone in the mountain and began to pray. And he was there alone. Every now and then, you got to get off to yourself and you got to call on the name of the Lord. Every now and then, you got to get off to yourself and you got to pray. Somebody in this house know, ain't no harm in no praying, child. Every now and then, I go down on my knees and talk to God in prayer. And somebody know, when you go down on your knees in prayer, you can come up praising God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But when you pray, you got to learn how to pray the promises of God. Every now and then, you ought to tell the Lord, I'm sick, but you said by your stripes, I am healed. I'm down and hurt, but you said, Lord, you will make a way out of no way. Anybody know he'll make a way out of no way? Jesus went down and prayed, and the Bible said, while he was praying, in the fourth watch of the night, the storm began to rise on the sea. And the fourth night of the night, watch of the night, is in Roman time. It's from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. But when you look in the Bible, miracles happen between 3 and 6 a.m. It was at 63 and 6 a.m. when Jacob wrestled with the angel all night long and told him, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Every now and then, you ought to tell the Lord, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. I'm going to hold on to my prayer till you bless me. But it was that between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. when the bridegroom came back for the bride. You had 10 virgins, 5 foolish and 5 wise. It was at 6 a.m. when Jesus got up out the grave. It was the fourth watch and Jesus came walking on the water. He told them to be not afraid. And I want to tell somebody, fear is a four-letter word, but faith is a five-letter word. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. When you got faith in God, you can do like Peter did. Peter got out and he began to walk on water. And I want to tell somebody, when you got faith in God, you can walk on whatever trying to get you down. When you got faith in God, you can walk on that problem. As he began to walk on water, the Bible said that Peter took his eyes off Jesus. And I want to tell somebody, don't take your eyes off him. If you keep your eyes on Jesus, somebody know he will. I said, somebody know he will. Won't he see you through what you're going through? But when Peter began to sing, he began to call his name. He called on the name of Jesus. And I want to tell somebody, you got to call his name. What's his name? I said, what's his name? You can call him early in the morning. You can call him late at night. You can call him in the evening. What I love about calling him, when you call him, won't he come and see about you? He said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. He said, save me. In a minute, Jesus reached down and picked him up. Can I tell somebody, if you got to reach way down, somebody know he will. Somebody know he will. Won't he pick you up? I said, won't he pick you up? And every now and then, you ought to call his name. Every now and then, you ought to call his name. He saved Peter. Everybody in this house know that he will. I said, anybody know he will? Won't he save your soul? I shout because he put food on my table. I shout because he answered my prayer. I shout because he made a way out of no way. But can I tell you why I really shout? Because we're thirsty tonight. He had five different trials. He didn't get just neither one. And early Friday morning, he took an already cross. They marched down the Via Dolorosa. He had a faraway look in his eye. Where you going, Jesus? I'm going to die for the sins of the world. Anybody know he died? I say, anybody know he died? They nailed his hand. They nailed his feet. They put a crown of thorn around his head. But they forgot about one thing. They forgot about his word. He said, if I, if I, if I, if I be lifted up, I draw men unto me. Anybody know he died? I said, anybody know he died? They put him in a barber tomb. He stayed there all night Friday, all day Saturday, all night Saturday night, but early Sunday morning. Anybody know he got up? Anybody know he got up? I tell you, he got up, and that's why I praise him. Anybody gonna have to praise him? I got three reasons why I praise him. Number one, God been good to me. Number two, God been good to me. Number three, watch this now. God been good to me. Has he been good to anybody out there? Has he done a thing to anybody? Anybody gonna have to tell him, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. After all that I've been through, I still, I say, I still got my joy. Anybody got joy? Joy, 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 joy. Anybody got joy? Anybody got joy? Anybody gonna have to praise him? Anybody gonna have to tell him, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I said, you ought to tell him, thank you. Anybody know he been good to you? Anybody know he good right now? If you can think of a reason, give him praise. Why don't you praise him right now? The door of the church is open. At the choir scene, the door of the church is open. You need this Savior. The door is open. Would I be one today? Come my letter. China Day for God, children, Christians, friend. It's your time now. The door is open. You need this Jesus. The only way you can get saved is by confessing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The door is open. Would there be one? Let our candidate for God, children, Christians, friend. It's your time now. You looking for a church home in this city? The door is open. The door is open. Come to Jesus. Before we get a benediction, you have needs, come to the altar. You have needs today, come to the altar. You have needs, come to the altar.